Governor Herbert focused on education during the first part of his speech, calling for 66% of Utahns to have completed some form of higher education by 2020. He pledged to invest up to $40 million in the Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math Education, or STEM, program, and Herbert promised to improve public education.
We must continue to fully invest in our growing schools, and we must also continue to provide our students critical tools, like computer adaptive testing and other technologies, across all grade levels and socioeconomic strata.
Herbert turned his focus to the state's robust economy, touting Utah's low unemployment rate and its healthy rate of economic growth. He spoke about energy development, including harvesting fossil fuels and developing renewable sources. The governor briefly touched on the state's recent poor air quality, saying that every Utah citizen and business must be part of the solution, but he leveled the majority of blame for inversion air on car emissions.
52% of the pollution during inversions comes from tailpipes. Whether it's taking mass transit, idling your vehicle less and carpooling more, unplugging devices, or using energy-efficient appliances, each of us individually can do our part. And when we consume less, we pollute less.
In the Democratic response to the governor's speech, House Minority Leader Jennifer Selig said lawmakers must do more about what she called the state's top priority.
We must seriously commit to funding education. We must develop innovative funding solutions that plan for future growth and change. We have a 10-year plan for our roads, but no 10-year plan for our education system.
Absent from the governor's speech was any mention of the state's pending decision on whether or not to expand Medicaid. In his party's response, Democratic State Senator Gene Davis said giving more people coverage under the program is the right move to make.
We have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to improve our community's health by taking advantage of the 3-year completely federally funded Medicaid expansion.
Governor Herbert ended his speech by citing examples of how government continues to work more efficiently. He declared the state of Utah is strong and growing stronger. Terry Gilday, KUER News.